USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
A somber day in Great Britain as the funeral for Prince Philip gets underway this hour. The ceremony for the 99-year-old being held at St. George's Chapel in the grounds of Windsor Castle. Several questions around the deadly mass workplace shooting in Indianapolis. 8 people killed Thursday night at a FedEx facility. 19-year-old ex-employee Brandon Hole ID'd as the gunman yesterday. The motive remains a mystery.
There was no confrontation with anyone that was there. There was no disturbance. There was no argument. He just appeared to randomly start shooting.
Indianapolis Metro Police Deputy Chief Craig McCart. 4 of the victims identified as Sikh, but no word on if that's a factor. Hole found dead at the scene of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. Questions also remain about how Hole got the rifle police believe he used in the shooting, and FedEx's cell phone policy being scrutinized. The company doesn't allow some employees to have cell phones with them during work hours. That means during the shooting they couldn't call for help or let family members know they were safe. This is USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.